Sasol today at its half-year results. So starting off on the earnings front, the earnings per share decreased by 35%. So this was mainly due to the lower petrochemical prices that we're seeing at the moment. The lower dollar oil price, that was about 10% lower on average for them, that would have further contributed, combined with the higher cash fixed costs. They also mentioned the dividend policy change that they're considering at the moment, which they'll announce more details at year-end. But basically, the guidance for the moment being that they're switching from an earnings-based to a cash flow-based type of policy. We think this could add gearing to the dividends, as the main discrepancy that they noted is due to the depreciation versus the CapEx expenditure, where the CapEx expenditure is higher. And seeing this as a type of fixed cost, therefore it would add gearing both to the downside and upside going forward. We also just like to note that they are currently at the higher end of their policy for the amount of debt that they would like to hold. So we foresee that there could be some potential reduction in debt going forward. We have a buy recommendation on Sasol. The price has been trading quite significantly lower recently, and we believe this due to the long-term uncertainty that it has as it undergoes this transition, and the market's not sure how the Sasol of tomorrow by, let's say, 2030 will look and the relevant margins that it would have. So we see a large disconnect between the valuation multiples that you would have historically seen when you compare it to its own earnings, to peers, and also to the relevant commodity prices. This further showing that there's this disconnect, that the market is not so much concerned about the current near-term period earnings, but rather so in the future. We, however, believe that at the current levels, there's sufficient near-term earnings to justify this price, and the market currently pricing in a bear case type of scenario, and any potential positive developments could add significant upside. That doesn't go without saying Sasol is a higher risk commodity type of company. So it is exposed to operational commodity risks that you usually have with commodity companies. However, it's also, as this increased ESG and regulations concern and risk, and our main concern would be currently around the potential uneconomic capital investments that they could make as they transition.